Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Oh, gentlemen, this will definitely be a waifu video. And first and foremost, shout out to CGA for putting this in his community tab. And thank you, Bette Midler, for literally giving me a layup as yet another reason why men moving forward should just get a doll. Now, this article was published on the 4th of September. Bette Midler calls for a sex strike amid Texas early termination law. Singer and actress Bette Midler called for a sex strike in response to Texas's highly restrictive new early termination law, stating that women should protest until they are given full right to make their own reproductive decisions. Gentlemen, this is complete surface level thinking on full display. Oh, Bette Midler, you are definitely not Miss Current Events, are you? You have not kept up with the modern times. Midler took to Twitter, that SJW dumpster fire of a website, to criticize the new restrictive law, which bans all early terminations after a fetal heartbeat has been detected, effectively prohibiting the procedure after just 6 weeks of pregnancy when many women do not yet know they are pregnant. Quote unquote. I suggest that all women refuse to have sex with men until they are guaranteed the right to choose by Congress, Midler told, or excuse me, wrote on Thursday. Gentlemen, this is literally a perfect advertisement for a doll. Now, I'm going to reiterate this. Bette Midler has definitely not been keeping up with current events, because first and foremost, the overwhelming majority of men 18 to 30 report not having sex at all. So, who is she trying to aim this strike against? Okay, the top men who are sleeping with the majority of women have what? Options. Chad and Tyrone have what? Options. Any woman who would be foolhardily enough to say, I'm not going to sleep with you, those men are going to say, okay, I'll just go ahead and call over your replacement. Mm-hmm. Then you have on the other end of the scale, the men who are not having sex like that to begin with. How can you threaten to take away something from someone who's not getting it in the first place? That makes this threat absolutely worthless. Woo! This is one hilarious article. I remember when, what was her name? Alyssa Milano called for a sex strike. Once again, it's not going to be effective. Because guess what? There are always going to be women who are going to say, you know what? Nah, I need to get my rocks off. I need some good old-fashioned hardwood. Mm-hmm. And besides, men nowadays have way more options to themselves. Let's briefly go over some of those options, shall we? First and foremost, if a man has nothing at all, he can go ahead and rough up the suspect. You know, he can punch one-eyed Willie until he throws up. There are various new devices out there for men that are relatively inexpensive, like fleshlights, you know, auto blowers. TFM does a lot of male sex toy reviews. And if a man can afford it, he can say, you know what? I'll just go ahead and build and buy a doll. Mm-hmm. Now, for my brothers in Texas, I want you to really be careful because Texas put into law something else that nobody had a problem with. What's that? Solicitation of pay to play in Texas will net you a 2-year stint in prison. Yes, solicitation of pay to play in Texas is now a felony. Ironic. Nobody had a problem with that. Oh, of course, we know why. Two words, human trafficking. That is the most virtue signaling argument that has always been put into play against pay to play. Also, gentlemen, look up the Mann Act. Mm-hmm. Now, one must say, what is Texas's end goal with essentially outlawing pay-to-play and early termination? Could be that Texas might actually be taking the first steps to restore the family. Could be possible. Maybe it's something that's going to take, or should I say, work itself out later on down the line. But for now, I find this absolutely hilarious. And of course, I'm going to go back to the article, read a little bit more. Mittler's comment came after the law went into effect on Wednesday, following a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court that refused to block the measure. The law now makes Texas the most restrictive state in the nation for accessing early termination services. Now, of course, later on in the article, they go into the whole virtue signaling using the typical white liberal argument. This is going to disproportionately affect, you know, Black, Latino, low-income people, blah, 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 blah. However, I'm going to go down to the next paragraph. The ban also deems it unlawful for any person to, quote, unquote, aid and abet an early termination. This is where it's going to get a whole lot dicey. Including doctors or healthcare workers involved in the procedure. Anyone who drives a woman to a clinic to receive an early termination, and those who help fund the procedure. Rather than imposing criminal penalties for carrying out early terminations after a fetal heartbeat is detected, the law instead empowers private citizens to enforce it by suing doctors or anyone who assists a woman in getting an early termination illegally. Well, well, well. See, this right here, believe it or not, actually puts some power in the hands of fathers who actually want to be fathers. Just saying. Just saying. Now, of course, there's more virtue signaling and blah, blah, blah. Really don't care. But I will say this. Gentlemen, this is yet another perfect reason why, at this point, a doll is a logical option moving forward. Come on now. Let's think of a doll as diet woman. Think about it. You get the feminine form in all of its true beauty, and you get none of the BS that comes with it. No attitude, no sperm jacking, no STDs. If you're a guy who, in the back of his mind, wants a virgin, a doll is the perfect virgin. Particularly if you get a doll that has the removable, you know, vagina with inserts, guess what? Get that, a bunch of inserts, you have a virgin every time. I'm just saying, fellas, get creative if you're going to go down the doll route. Oh, fellas, this is perfect. And also, think about this. Women who are going to get all the surgeries to try to look like a doll. All those thousands of dollars that women are spending trying to look like something that's already perfect when you decide to design it yourself. But all in all, I think that this new early termination law in the long run is going to be a positive thing, because now a lot of women are going to be forced to make better choices with said reproductive decisions. And fellas, think about this. So many men have been sperm jacked. Now, that system is going to be taken out in Texas. These women are going to have to be ultimately responsible for who they allow into their body, who they allow to shoot up their club. But fellas, you need to still be careful. Still be careful out there. I just personally say, get a doll, wait it out. Just get a doll and wait it out. Because things are going to get a whole lot worse. Because believe you me, they're going to find some way to put this on men yet again. But fellas, they can't put this on you if you're not even on that battlefield. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the whole article. Let me know what you guys think. And fellas, anytime a woman uses sex as a reward / punishment system, or says she's going to initiate a sex strike, your next move must be to terminate that relationship. Because that right there is complete and total disrespect. Would that not be actual sexual manipulation? I mean, hell, anything that a man does to a woman that is not literally, you know, kissing her ass is considered abuse. So would that not be a form of abuse, mental abuse? Just a question for another day. But anyway, ladies, understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the things that have been put into place to give you a superior, or let me go ahead and back that, a socially enforced superior position to men will go out right along with it. Because as this woman and women like her think, you love to go to the same quote unquote patriarchy to solve your problems. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.